This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. You got me, Kevin Hagelin. You got, Corey Majors.
You did it.
And we got You Can't Handle the Truth, Alec Medford. Gentlemen, welcome to the program. Also, Tom Cruise, he was right with that line of questioning. And Jack Nicholson said, you can't handle the truth, but it was actually himself that couldn't handle the truth what he said in his unhinged outburst in a courtroom got him in trouble.
Yeah.
And that's then he's how like, wait, what?
That's how Perry Mason used to do it. And remember, our guest, Shea Whigham was on the show Perry Mason on HBO for a minute.
See, there are some things in life that I don't think I'll necessarily ever get to see, but I want to be there. I want to be at a wedding where someone shows up to profess their love for one of the other people. Now, that doesn't mean the wedding doesn't have to go ahead. Like, you could be like, that's great. Thank you for the compliment. We're still going to get married. I want to be at one of those. But I also would love to be in a courtroom when a bombshell gets dropped that people are like, oh, my goodness. And then I have to whisper to the person next to me, even if I don't really know them.
I like that idea. Can we take it a step further? What about being in a mansion where a murder has taken place and the detective has figured it out and you're in the room watching and you know you didn't do it?
Sure.
Like, now that's, he's going through the whole process of like, this is why you weren't involved and you, on the other hand, had the candlestick in the library.
Okay, look, if Daniel Craig shows up at a party that I'm at, am I going to want something to happen? Answer's not totally 0%. It's like just a little, because I don't want anyone to actually get murdered. But if Daniel Craig could put on his Southern accent while extending his suspenders and explaining to us the things that have happened, yeah.
Dr. Watson's around.
I would watch that.
Not Dr. Watson from The Righteous Gemstones, but the one from Sherlock Holmes.
Best part of that crappy season was Dr. Watson.
But also, if Daniel Craig's at a party that I'm at, my first thought is, he's getting a martini shaken, not stirred. Like, that's the first. Yes, that's the first thing I'm thinking. Then I'm probably thinking about his coat does have leather patches on it. And it's made of tweed. So he's really not James Bond.
What if he doesn't care for that? If you're the bartender and he asks for a martini, do you ask him, sure thing, boss, how would you like it? And just like pretend like he's just a regular guy. And maybe then he'll say the thing. Or maybe he'll go, not the way you would think.
So,
and you're like, oh, okay, good.
See, that's the thing. I think those actors, I think they really do buy into the character. Because I go back to Ewan McGregor, who played Obi-Wan Kenobi in a movie. Yeah, he was in the show, Obi-Wan Kenobi.
I don't like the way you say things.
He played sometimes. That character. And in real life, when he goes into the grocery store, he does this at the door and it opens just in case people see him. And they're like, oh my gosh, he really does have that power.
And then sometimes if you look at him, he'll be like, hello there. And I just think I appreciate people who like go out of their way in real life to like really make some people's days and make their dreams come true. All right, let's start with Go ahead and play me highlights of all of the runs that the Rangers scored. Nah, they did score one, so that's probably unfair. Actually, go ahead and give me cut number one. I want to talk about the Rangers.
Here's a swing and a drive by Caminero toward the scoreboard in left. Langford back to the wall, and it's out of here. Junior Caminero hits his 14th home run of the season. A solo blast just under the scoreboard in left center to make it 5-1 Tampa Bay.
And look, so perhaps the momentum built in the St. Louis series hasn't translated for game one. Maybe it can still translate. Everybody has off games. That would be the final as well. 5-1 Tampa Bay wins. We can talk about that game, of course, but I also want to talk about the idea of Texas having desirable trade deadline talent. So we got a couple of different ways that we can go here, but also from the 972, Kevin, my fiance and I are both Tolos. We're getting married next year. You are more than welcome to show up and profess your love to one of us or both of us and attempt to interrupt the service.
I almost did that at Kevin's wedding. I really, if they would have let me in the doors.
Tell him why you didn't get in the doors.
I was 5 minutes late.
You had to know at my wedding it was going to.
I was standing next to Jess and I was like, all right, she'll go in. I'll walk in behind her. And they were like, nope. And I was like, ah, crap. But I wanted to do that. I wanted to stand up, but I was like, man, actually, I should have just been pounding on the door from the outside.
That would have been awesome because you have to open the door. Jess told me also she thought about getting one of her friends or hiring somebody to profess their love.
And so just, good.
I would have loved it. Because think about it. Over the course of your life, you will go to so many freaking weddings. And you're like, oh, yeah, that was Steve's wedding or Jared's wedding or whatever. And some of them will blend together. But you're like, oh, man. I was at Jenny's wedding.
Can you believe what happened?
This dude busts in. He was like, I still love you. You'll never forget that wedding.
You're right.
But alas, didn't happen in my wedding.
And not very many people have stories like that.
For sure. Man, I wonder how many people have a story of, so I ran off with that person. And then we got married.
Yeah.
And then my original fiance tried to interrupt that wedding. And I was like, no dice.
I actually didn't know who the person was that was professing their love. They just showed up. I thought they were attractive. They looked like they had some money. So I felt, you know what?
Either that or you'd walked up to the aisle and you had your regrets. And you're like, I just need a distraction to get me out of this. And then some guy shows up and you're like, works for me. All right. So the Rangers score one run. The offense is pretty much non-existent most of the night because they scored that run late in the game. I think it was in the seventh when the game essentially felt like it was over. Do you look at this one game and immediately fear, okay, we're back to usual? Or are you like, okay, let me wait to see how the rest of the series plays out and see if we can actually have some offensive momentum?
I do kind of wonder how much the rain delay may have affected some things last night. It didn't affect Tampa, but I do kind of have that question of, did that lose steam? What is it these guys get motivated by? Like, I don't know what keeps them locked in because they don't look locked in.
Yeah.
So, no, Kevin, I did feel like, oh, man, we stink again. Like, that was what my brain was telling me last night and this morning. So, I want to believe that there's some other level they can get to. I want to believe that there's some other place that they can turn a switch on for. But man, this has been too long. Not just this season, but going back to last year too. This has been too long of a time to believe that something's just going to magically happen.
And with that in mind, look, we talked about this, I think, last week about how people who want the Rangers to move on, the Rangers to make some trades. I think you're going to have to wait for at least a month and maybe a month and a half before you really see particularly much traction there at all. But if you were inclined,
which is interesting because Chris Young is impatient.
Yes.
He is impatient. So I wonder if maybe he's like, nah, screw it. We got to get going.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit MensTeaClinic.com. That's MensTeaClinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now.
See, and I think that's going to work in the opposite way that some Rangers fans desire. I think if it happens like that, it's going to be to acquire somebody. Look, there is no part of me, and if you feel this way and you're like, hey, I don't think the Rangers can turn it around. I know they're just 4.5 out and you still have 101 games to go. But if you don't think the Rangers offense is going to be able to turn it around at any point, even when they're healthy, and what you're hoping for is them to unload people, I think that's significantly less likely in the next month and a half than Chris Young being like, here's another move we need to make to contend, because there's no way they are ready to concede this season. Like some Rangers fans are. I'm not either.
I'm not even close. Because where's the standings, Kevin, right now?
We're 4.5 back.
And because that was how you were 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, and it's a good thing that, like, you are playing in a division that is pretty mediocre and packed together. Because if you were in either one of the other AL divisions, you'd be like, all right, so your best shot probably is wild card.
That's true. By the way, I've gotten multiple messages from people on Facebook and Twitter letting me know they had the Pico de Gallo burger from Whataburger yesterday for lunch or for dinner, and that it was phenomenal. So thank you.
To
the Tolos that were listening and got a burger.
Very nice. Look at you doing work across the board. So here's a side question before we get into the trade. And maybe this is a question for another day. For the 817, because you see this text all the time, so do I. This current team makes me question if the World Series championship was a fluke.
Okay.
Let's say it was.
Never had one before, though. So I don't care if it was a fluke or not.
Yeah, and that's where I'm at. Like, I'm disappointed that we weren't good in 2024 and the struggle has been on to be good in 2025, right? It does not change my feelings about the 2023 World Series run whatsoever.
Yeah.
You proved in emphatic fashion that you were the best team in baseball for that run. It was a hell of a season. The first half of the season was just freaking tremendous, or at least the first 60 games. To me, it doesn't change my feelings about that season at all, but maybe it does for other people. It is hard for me to argue against that. Look, we talked about going into 2023, the Rangers had the longest consecutive losing streaks of seasons at any point in the history of the franchise, but it will never change how I feel about that season.
The 682, I wish the Cowboys would have a fluke season and win another Super Bowl. Like, I think that fluke season would be everything for us. But yeah, no, the Rangers, like, that's the first one we ever won. So that doesn't, I don't care how you got there that year and how that happened. Now, did I expect that you were going to be there that year? No. So I will admit, we didn't think that going into that season. We thought we're still a year or two away from all the thing being built correctly. All of a sudden, Boach walks in and everybody's inspired and playing in a different way. Did that wear off? Or was that just as Mike has said many times, career years for those guys?
That's probably
and all of them pretty much did have career years. And then they came back to earth.
Yeah.
And Boach got them to play better that 1 year. So what can you do now? Do you flip roster over and get Boach to do the same thing with a new bunch because he can inspire them? Or do you stay steady with this? Because it does feel like Boach believes the work, if I just keep at it, it's eventually going to fix itself.
So I think the other thing that they're factoring in addition to that, because obviously I agree with that, look at your lineup right now. Or look at the lineup that you put out last night. All right, Josh Smith, Wyatt Langford, he's missed some time, he's there. Corey Seager, obviously he's missed time. Same with Josh Young. They're both there. We moved Osuna up, but you also saw some from Adolis Garcia. Marcus Semien, Jake Berger, you sent him down to the minors and brought him back. And Evan Carter, you saw a little bit from him. Obviously, he has missed some time as well. Now, and then you've got Hagee there. That missing time for the catcher position hasn't been as problematic. But my point is, whether it's Langford, Seager, Young, Garcia, Berger, Carter, either you bench them or send them down to the minors or they have had injuries, but that's happened to all of them. They're all here now. So what I would love to see is for them to stay healthy for, let's even say, like 3 to 4 weeks, because then that excuse is out the window. Because you even heard Brett Boone earlier, and he goes, hey, we just need our guys to stay healthy. All right, they're here now, and you did nothing offensively yesterday. But that happens to the best of the teams.
Mm-hmm.
So what's it going to look like in the next 3 weeks if those guys stay relatively in the line?
Yeah, and I think that's what... Doesn't that feel like that's what Boone's saying?
Yes.
I know they're here today.
Yeah.
But tomorrow, the way this season has gone, tomorrow one of them will be out.
Yeah.
Or two of them. And so the hope is that after 3 weeks, they find a groove in the same order. And like that is kind of a hope. I know that I can be protected by this guy at the plate. I know I can be protected by this guy in the lineup too. This allows me to get these types of pitches. Because the information will start pouring in.
Yep.
If you have the same thing over and over consistently over a period of time, the information on how do they treat these guys and what's the trends? Because, Kevin, you can't pick up a trend in for your data, at least, if there is no real consistency. You have to have consistency to have trends.
Yeah.
So I think that's the one thing that they're hoping is the difference, not just a guy walks in and says, I'm here to hit home runs. Good luck.
Now,
although that would be nice.
Yeah, I mean,
Kevin, if we could just find somebody to walk in and say, I'm here to hit home runs, good luck.
Okay.
And then does it, I will trade for him.
Okay. Oh, I like that.
Thank you.
Now, Jeff Passan, I believe it's Jeff Passan, put out thoughts about who could be the most desirable tradable assets. Because this is one of the things that we run into. When people say Marcus Semien and Jock Peterson, all right, well, first of all, Jock Peterson is hurt right now. He hadn't played particularly well, even though I know it looked like he was picking it up prior to his injury. What's that trade going to be worth? For people that want to DFA him, probably not a lot. Marcus Semien, people are frustrated.
A young arm.
Maybe.
High A ball.
If you eat some of that money. Same thing with Marcus Semien. So I wanted to focus in on kind of where Passan was going was Mally, Patrick Corbin, Chris Martin, and Hobie Milner. Obviously, we've discussed this. Relievers can be cheaper. And then in kind of rental players like Tyler Mally and Patrick Corbin, sometimes teams are more willing to go in on those players because they're like, I don't have to stick with a financial commitment after this year.
I do. I am kind of interested, though, Kevin, because those things give you bigger return, right?
Yeah.
But I'm trying to come up with the right name. Deshaun Stevenson was a small thing thrown into the conversation for the Mavericks in that 11 season. And it turns out like we had a lot of reliance on he's going to be the LeBron stopper. Was he? No. It was actually Jason Terry running him all over the place. But he added some toughness. Jankowski, like if you were to trade Peterson for Jankowski, and then this is just a name that I'm throwing in there, that doesn't move the needle really for anybody. Because nobody knows, like, we all know Jankowski, but nobody knows Jankowski until he got here.
Yeah.
But then all of a sudden, he gets here and he does things right. And you're like, oh, hold on, why wasn't he doing that there? We don't know. But this guy wasn't doing it here. And maybe you can make one of those trades that you get better production out of somebody, but it's not a star. So I think that's a move in addition to another move that can get you something significant. It would be unfortunate to have to move on from Mally. It would be rough because he's pitching so well, but if you're trying to get something that you need over something that you have a plethora of, then that's where you have to have that real conversation. But maybe there are other players on this team that other teams are interested in, and it wouldn't cost us Mally.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's T Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.